So we were stuck in the middle of some sugya. This was a long break, so I don't know if we remember. I remember, but okay. So we had like this. Let's just go over to Gemara. So the Gemara had a kasha on Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi said that Tzleben Asayo is a shinui. So the Gemara brought a memra, Rav Chanina brought a memra, that Tzleben Asayo is not a shinui, and you are chayav da'odei. So they asked kasha on Rabbi Eloi, mikomakom kasha. So the Gemara answers Rav Sheshes that this second brice is going like Beis Shammai, who holds that Shina is not kaina. We have a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel by Esnan, whether Shina makes it, takes off the fact that it's Mias. And the Gemara is saying that the same machlekes that we have there by Esnan would apply by Shina kaina. That the Shama you hold that by Esnan, it's still Usher. So he would hold Shina is not kinda. They said oh that hold that it's not an Esnan, he would hold Shina is kinda. What's a little strange in the Gemara, even before we get to Taisis, with that both Beishama and Beisido have Sukkim, which is definitely strange because Pashtas, one of them should be the Pashtas, and the other one, only one should have to have a Pasuk. So it's not clear. So you're saying that really what the guys wanted to say yesterday is since the Gemara ends up, Beis Hillel Gam Kasha. So really the Beis Hillel needs a Pasuk to be Mafuge from Meshameh's Pasuk, which means that that's what the guys wanted to say, that the in Svara, we would say that Shina is kind. Shina works. Beis Shammai has a pasuk that Shina doesn't work, and Beis Hillel has a pasuk to tell you not to learn the pasuk like Beis Shammai. Maybe, but it is a little strange. In other words, we don't know what is the. It's not clear in the Gemara what's the pashtus. In other words, if you wouldn't have any pasuk, which way you would have held is somewhat unclear in the Gemara. What is the Pashas. Okay. So then Tysus in the first Tysus brings that there is a Rabba holds that even Beis Shammai agrees Shina is kaina. It's only by Esnan he holds it doesn't work because it's still Mias. But the Gemara, Tysus says, holds that it's Mistabra, that if you hold that it's not that it's by Esnan, if you would hold Shina kaina, which means that it's a different object, it's not doesn't fit into the gather against you gonna have, then Pashas and Svara, it's not Miyastik. That was the first Tysus. So you know, there's a question is whether the amount of Shinui that you need to make Shinui Kaina is enough to make it not Miyastik. So the Argamara holds and Mistamba, yes. So therefore we can prove that Beis Shammai that he holds that it's still Miyasik, that he holds Shina is not kaina. And the Gemara over there holds that no, that even though Shina Beis Shammai could also agree that Shina is kaina, but he holds that for Miyas is a higher degree of what's considered Miyas. Okay, that's the first Taisus. Okay, then we got to the second Taisus. This is where we were up to. We were up to the Taisus Hevel Oshinuim. The Taisus Asikasha Tema that the Gemara has a drasha Hevel Oshinuim. That's a drasha of Beis Hillel that they darshan that they Beis Hillel darshans that Shino is not an Esnan. Taivis Asikasha, Tema, the sum of Nafkade Rabba, Tishina Kaina Mikroachina, the Xerisha Gozam, Kensha Goza Yaxir. So why does Rabba and that Samach Vavam and Aleph need a drasha? For Shina Kaina, he shall learn it out from Esnan. Since we have a pasuk by Esnan, that it's not, there's no Isser Esnan. So Mimele, there should be Shina Kaina. That's Divus's Kasha, right? So we asked the Kasha, and the guy's told me, and I checked, that the plain shoe asked the Kasha. So we're not so bad off. Plain shoe asked the Kasha that the fact that Shinoi works by Esnan just means that it's a different object. But even if it's a different object, that the Ganav should be kinder. No one would ever say that it becomes Hefker if it wasn't stolen. If you own it, it's an air. And I said, you let your Tana out in the Agam. And then it ran away, whatever, I don't know. It was an Aveda. And then it became an Ayo. So no one would ever say that it becomes Hefker, even though there's a Shinoi. Because even if it's a Shinoi and it's a completely different thing, but there's a Yisaitim by this, that if something grows from your thing, it's yours. If your animal has peros, you own a tree and the tree gives fruit. You own an animal and it gives wool, even though that's a Shinoi. The peros are definitely a Shinoi. No one denies. I think that's what the Plain Yeshua says. And if the animal, you know, it's leaven as ayo, it's not such a Shinoi because it's just the growing. But if the animal would give forth milk, you know, that would be a Shinoi. But yet no one would ever say that if you own an animal and it gives up milk or peres, that that's as hefker, it's not yours. Of course it's yours because it comes from your thing. Something that comes from your thing is yours. So mehechi teisi that the ganav should be kinda, without a pasuk. So by esnan only tells us it's a different object. But how in the world do they know that you're kinda? So Tavis says kasha, makes absolutely no sense.
Why is that a fair question?
Why?
First of all, why can't Tosa just plug Esnan into the Asher Gazal Drasha? Meaning the same way Asher Gazal defines the scope of the word Hagazela, right? So Esnan also would say the same thing. It says, Inza Dabar Hanigzal, therefore it's not Gzela, that the Pazuk says Vaheshev. And you have the exact same Drasha using Esnan.
And in fact, we're talking about without the Drasha of Asher Gazal.
No, without the Asher Gazal, but you have the Asher Gazal, the Drasha, the way that Drasha was, Asher Gazal modifies the definition of Gzela when the Torah says Vahashav is HaGzela. So Asher Gazal says HaGzela means.
Yeah.
So why can't Esnan do the same thing? Then Esnan, we see from Esnan, Ein Zed Davar HaNikdav. So then Bebela, it's not HaGzela anymore. So you get the exact same like Drasha.
So you're saying it's still coming from the Drasha.
It's replacing Asher Gazal.
He's claiming he can make it Drasha just to the term of Agzela.
Yeah,
that's Agzela. Agzela is significant, even according to the other Mandamer there too. It uses Agzela to go as far as saying Mikol Makom, and then Torah means to use the word Agzela to expand the definition of Agzela to encompass pretty much anything. So you could use Esnan also to define the word Agzela just as well, right?
Okay, I don't know. I'm not about drushes. I can't answer the question.
No, doesn't the Ganav anyway have rishus on the? Because are we arguing with the government Sanhedrin? I mean, it sounds like we do hold that there's such a thing as a opinion to the Ganav.
Okay, so, now you're giving a different answer. No,
there's no Gemara in Sanhedrin like that.
But you're giving another answer.
Yeah, well, that's just answering. Trying to answer also in the Svara track. There'll be so like in Svara, what saying the Ganav is the same thing like somebody owning something without anything happening to no other actor trying to take possession.
No, I understand it, but I would think you need a pasuk for that. Obviously, at the end of the day, that a ganav is kinyan, so that shows that there is such a thing as that the ganav has some kinyan. Otherwise, haguba, why would it be kinyan when there's a shinoi? But if we wouldn't have this din of shinoi kinyan, so I may say the ganav has any kinyan in it. Now there's a Gemara, I know you're saying Sanhedrin, I don't know what you're saying.
Rabban Sanhedrin had a position was that if you have Kimlay, he has a Kenyan that he's not much corner the entire thing 100%, then that's it.
That might not be the case either.
But well, it wasn't on the basis of Shinoi, right? There was no Shinoi there, nothing to do with Shinoi. He just said if there's Kimlay, so then you see the God has a full-blown Kenyan. And he learns that from a Shoal. Being high bones,
and it can push it.
can I fly over your answer so that people can appreciate your guidance? In other words, you want to say like this, that there's even out this pasuk of Eishma Gzeira Shegozal, it's so understood that the Ganav has a Kinyan Geneva. Okay, how do we know a Ganav has a Kinyan Geneva? And where is it known from?
Sure. At a minimum, the Gemara said,
Shaul doesn't have a Kinyan Geneva. Kinyan?
Well, the Gemara says Rav got it from Shaul, like straight up, but then Rav wants to limit what you learn from Shaul and Daf, the Ukim Rachman of Rishusay, the Indian nonsense specifically. Rav was willing to take that. That was the Gemara spells out as the Machlokas. And Rav wanted to learn from Shaul to mean that, therefore, if you have Kimli, you have
just to point out, when he says Shaul, he means Shlichus Yad by Shaul, I presume.
I don't know. Shaul doesn't really. The guy, the show doesn't.
Yeah, he's right.
I don't know where that comes from.
That has its own puzzle.
Lo shalach yado b'malechus re'eh.
That's his own drasha.
Malechus re'eh, he's chayev ba'onsin. So, Rav interprets the fact that he's chayev ba'onsin to be indicative of the fact that it's kam b'rishusay.
Okay, so you're saying like this. You're saying that we know that a ganav. Okay, we learn it from Shaul, but we know that a ganav is chayev in einsin. So the shaila is, why is a ganav chayev in einsin? So I would have said, that's because he stole. But you're saying that, well, so what? So what if you stole? If a ganav is not kaina, here's what you're saying, I think. You're saying that if a ganav is not kaina, so then even if an einus happens to the thing he stole, and it would have happened without him, there's no reason why he should have to pay. Because he wasn't going to hezek. You stole an animal, and then the animal got a heart attack. If the hezek came about because of you, then maybe you're a grumma, a chais, whatever it is. But the animal died, nothing to do with you. You stole an animal, and then they died. So the din is that the ganav has to pay. So why should the ganav have to pay? If the ganav isn't kaina, so it wasn't his animal that died. So your animal died, okay? I was a ganav, but your animal died. I didn't cause your animal to die. Your animal would have died. It's time as your animal died. But that's what you're timing. So you're timing that the fact that a ganav is higher than einsim is a raya that the Torah gave the ganav a kinyan ganeva. What?
I'm claiming the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Beferish.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Gemara in Sanhedrin.
The Gemara of Pshita says that we don't paskin like that. So
yeah. Even Rava understands the onsin as a function of kinyan. Ukim rachmona b'chi ukim rachmona b'rshuse hani mili in yonson.
I just take out
the fact that the Gana of this kind is a simon that in other words, I would have thought it's the other way. That since Shina Kaina, that's the simon. You don't know where the Gemara and Sanhedrin, what came first. You know, the Gemara and Sanhedrin could be after Shina Kaina. But you're saying that the fact the Torah could not have been Mechaya, the Gana, but Einsim, or it's not Mistavra. You know, the Torah came along a din and said that a Gana is Chayiv in Einsim. So the shot is, what's the logic? Why is the Gana Chayiv in Einsim? So if you would have asked me, I mean, I don't know, I would have said it in American law. I don't know, what's the story? The ganav steals a cow and then it's an einus. Does he have to pay for the einus? Ms. Thomas, yeah. So I would have said, and that guy, they don't have an American law, Kinyan Geneva. So I would have said, that's dumb. It's a logical thing. You steal something, you got to pay for it. Einus and einus, too bad. But you're saying that, no, American law is krum. That it really makes no sense that a ganav should pay for einsim. And therefore, if the Torah said that a ganav pays an einsim, that proves a tremendous radical chiddush that the Torah gives a ganav a kinyan, which is really a radical chiddush, because how do you ever get a kinyan bal korcho? And there's this, what you're saying, I mean, I suspect you might be right, but it's very radical that we have a choice of two possible svaras. The Torah said that a ganav is chayv in einsim. Now, we could say that the Hezber and the Torah Chamechayev Ganav is time because the Torah wants to punish the Ganav. So they punish him that he's even Chayev and Ainsim, even though he doesn't get a Kinyan. Or you could say, no, that's totally illogical. It's time to punish a guy for no reason. Can't be. Must be Pshat is not that we punish him. Not, it must be that he gets a Kinyan Geneva, which is wild. Where in the world does he get a Kinyan Geneva? It's not his. So you're saying it's more illogical to say that he gets a Kinyan Geneva and that it's kinda than to say that he's going to be punished that he's without a Kinyan. Okay. Someone says that?
I would just point out Rashi's Kemat Mefurish, not like this. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that it's very simple why you're chayiv because for Onsen. He says you're chayiv for Onsen because you're not Gara from a Shoel. A Shoel has no Kinyan. He says you're not Gara from a Shoel because you're taking Kol Hanash Shalom. You don't need this. This is ridiculous in the Rashi and Sanhedrin.
Okay.
There's no basis to say this in the LP Rashi. There's no basis to say this in the Gemara and Sanhedrin.
They deal with the Tigre of Chanan and the Granat and the Tigre of Chaim.
Go read the Rashi. Tell me what he's saying.
Don't deal with Rashi. You kind of the dochics.
You want to go Mefarish Rambam? Go Mefarish Rambam. But look at the Rashi and Sanhedrin.
Okay. Anyway, but that's what he wants to say. He wants to say, Aaron Erzberg, that the pshat in Taisus is that Taisus is assuming that since we know, we have a Mekor in the Torah that a God is chayv and einsim. That's not learned out from this pasuk. That's learned out from other Mekoris. Wherever the Mekor is, maybe it's learned from Shaya, whatever it is. And since it's learned out from other Mekoris and a God is chayv and einsim, so it would have to be that he's kind of, that he has some kind of bias.
Also, isn't the member of
a bias? So then it's partial that the only reason why he has to return it is if din v'heishim is the chiyav hashava, and therefore it's partial when if Shinoi takes off the chiyav hashava, so then Mameda, you have bias because obviously you have bias.
Also,
okay.
Also, Rav Yochanan's member of that. That there's shame in the Michom Lahatas, Zembe Sheinu Shalom, Zem Sheinu Beshuso, is mashma that the Ganav actually has like an element of violence, and that also has its own drasha of
why?
The
Gunav why? Because
he says, the violence can't be mashma because Sheinu Beshuso, so mashma that there's like a fundamental like lack in the violence of the violence.
Yeah, it says
the Ganav is
not because the Ganav has bias.
But
I don't know if that's going to be a riot.
The Ganav is Beshuso
means physically. So it's like here. The simple Mashmos is the Ganav has no bias. It's Einu Shalo. And the Bailim are missing Rishus.
Why do you need a drasha to tell you that? What's the drasha telling you when a drasha excludes lack of Rishus from being able to be Makdash? Isn't it that's Mashma?
On the Bailim. And if you don't have Rishus.
Mashma is a fundamental Bailim, that Rishus is a fundamental component of Bailis too, not just like Stam Sumitsis
Bailim. No, I don't think it's Mashma. I mean, I don't want to listen. I'm not going to argue with you because it's exciting. I think it's exciting. But I don't think you can prove it. Ain of Rishuso, the simple translation of Rishuso means in his physical Rishus.
Well, couldn't Tosos hold that the drasha that it tells you that you can't be Makdash what's not in your Rishus itself is Megala that the Ganav has the Rishus on it that way?
Okay, not necessarily. It doesn't sound Mukhruch. Okay, I don't know. It's a little chaser and tight, but Baruch Shem Shah, you say, it's just telling you, because it's not physically, and the bad is Rishus. You don't have control. There's a halacha that you need control.
If it's in the Agam, you can be Makdash, even though it's not physically in his Rishus.
What?
If it's in the Agam, you can be Makdash, despite not being physically
that's
in his
Rishus. That's like his Rishus, because he can go and get it.
Well, he's looking for it.
He'll go find it. He'll go get it. No one else would hear. The God of it is stopping it from getting it. Okay, anyway, What else, does anyone else have a different answer to type to this kasha? Shamir, you were telling us that Ramesh had a different answer.
Yeah, I mean, again, as far as I understood 14 years, and I believe Ramosha itself confirms this mahala, again, it's pretty kuddish, but the musag is that anytime the object has a shinui, it's not the same object you, how I would say, it's not the same object you originally possessed, then you'll really only continue to own it because you are still in legal possession of it. It's an agam kol hecha deisa b'rshusa b'bayim hu deisa, that is still considered in your possession, and therefore you maintain your ownership through your continued possession. Once the ganav steals it, and now he's in possession of it, so when it becomes a new object, and now he takes first possession of the new object.
So you're saying if it's a different object, automatically your bayis should automatically go off, and you have to make like a new kinyan.
Yamsu Shomo says that Beferish, come out. By Eslan, he says like his Mishi's Rikona, the post Shinui.
Okay, that sounds very radical. That you're.
Well, if you hold that the
goes off and you're kind of a new Kenyan.
If you hold that Shinui erases the Bailos, so then what else is that would happen in Bechrach, no?
Okay, I don't know.
But if it's in just a rabbit.
Even by a
that's what the Moshe Zatzal says.
And you're kind of becomes the Vasacha. So the Shina is not the Biden. So the Vasacha is Rishus the Biden, and you get a Shina, you can get a Kenyan, but what Kenyan? Kenyan Chatzer?
Sure. Like a Chatzer, yeah.
You're still in possession of it. You're called the possessor of the object.
Chatzar,
wherever it's at, you're the possessor.
The chatzar needs chatzar mishtameres, whatever. I know, you know. So what if you're in possession?
That's to take possession as an initial matter. But if you're already in possession of it, so that your possession continues. If you're possessed,
so you need a new kinyan.
It's only a quasi. Well,
The underlying concept seems to be that ownership beikar is possession, and your rights are only all stem from the fact that you were the first possessor of the object. Once the object ceases to be the same object anymore, you only continue to own it in the sense that you're still the possessor of it.
Okay, that sounds also very, very radical. I'm not sure which is more radical. I think that's even more radical. According to that svara, if you had a shibud on it, and you know, so the shibud would go off.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what Rabbi means by a shibud, but I'm saying to whatever extent.
Let's say you had a shibud, you made it into a mashkin. I don't know. You miyached it to the live to pay, and now the shinui happened. So you the it stopped being yours.
To whatever degree the Loba has a shibud in it, to that degree he has an interest. He has a hold on it. So I'm not sure he has whatever degree. I mean, whatever allowed him to initially create that shibud, in no sense did that cease to exist. Nothing's as far as the status of whatever hold he had in it that gave him the shibud. Nothing was
pasuk
about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this is what you mean, but very similar. But why can't? I thought you were saying that you could say he never really lost the bialus. So then, why would the shibud go off? Meaning, in theory, it's like a new kinyan, but in practice, since he had possession, he never really lost the bialus. So then, the shibud. Why would the shibud go off?
Because Rebbe would. I thought Rebbe's timing that you Rebbe's. Rebbe's tiny. I thought that you only made a shibud in this object, but if it becomes a new object, so how does your shibud continue? My ownership continues because my continued possession makes the ownership remain mine. If you have a shibud that's not connected to the biolum, it's be'ikr connected.
Well,
to
So what was your response to Rebbe?
Response is to however I got that the hold of that Sheba in the object, I never really lost that hold. The fact that it became something new didn't nothing ever whatever degree of hold I have in the object through which I initially created the Shibud, I never lose that hold by the fact that by anything that happens subsequently.
Why? It's a different chefza.
Again, but a different chefza doesn't take away your hold, just like a different chefza doesn't take away the hold of the bialim themselves. So a different chefza doesn't take away the hold of the mishabe.
Okay, all right, let's go further. So we have like this. We have a three-way machlokes. The Bnei Yeshua says it's fair. He doesn't give an answer, right? Bnei Yeshua leaves it fair.
So Bnei Yeshua. I would not really agree. That's what the Bnei Yeshua is asking.
No.
I don't. I'm not. I looked at it inside. It does not appear to me that he's asking. He seems to be asking more that generally you can't take away from someone's ownership without das acheres makna. He's not.
Right. So how does he lose a bialis?
I mean, I'm just not confident. That's me. He doesn't. He's. I don't know. I would look at. Rebbe looked at it inside or no?
I did look inside, but I only looked at it very quickly. So, but as they say, if you can't take something away from a bialis without his das. So just because there's a shinui, how does he lose his bialis? Okay, I think that's what he's asked. So we have like this. So the Bnei Yeshua seems to assume that it's shver. In other words, pashtus is that then the shinui kaina, you need a mekor. Because without a mekor, you would lose bialis on something. Aaron Erzberg is saying, Pshat and Taifas is that the mekor is the fact that the Gemara says that there's I don't know what happened to Aaron Herzberg, he disappeared. But okay. But Aaron Herzberg is saying that the Mekor in the Torah is because the fact that there's a Kenyan, that there's a Chiyav Tashlumim. The fact that you're Chayav in Einsim is a Simon that there's a Kenyan bias because the Chiyav Einsim is a result of the Kenyan. I'm pretty sure that's a Machlekes Kseis in the Sivas. I don't remember, but that's my recollection. There's a machlokes shais in the sivas, whether the kinyan, whether the kinyan is good for you or bad for you, right? I think that was a machlokes, the shais in the sivas. Is a kinyan geneva that the ganav gets, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? So according to this svara, the great saying that the kinyan geneva is a bad thing. The Torah gives the ganav. The fact that the ganav is the kinyan geneva is a prerequisite in order to mechayev him in einsim, and therefore it's really a bad thing. The Torah gave him it's not a bracha that the ganav gets a kinyan that he it's a bad thing that the ganav has a kinyan geneva, and it's a simon that there's such a bad thing that he has a kinyan geneva from the fact that he's chayev in einsim. So that was Aaron Herzberg, Pshat, and welcome back. And the third Pshat, that Shamir is saying, it sounds even also very radical, is that once there's a physical change in an object, really the bialis should automatically go off. Really should change the bialis. The bialis should be, because it's a different chefsa, so the bialis was only on this chefsa, it's a different chefsa. The bias remains. When an animal gives birth to a baby, you automatically own the baby. That's not because there's a yisai, that's because it stemmed from your object. It's because it's somehow in your rishus. Okay, I don't know, that sounds very radical. It sounds radical that the bias should go off.
Again, as far as
it sounds radical, that's doing your rishus, and you can be kind of.
If that's it, I mean, we do say kol hecha de isa babe gaza de bailam hu de isa. I mean, if that could be considered something
that's considered a rishus as far as it didn't muksik. But here, you're first of all, you're saying it's in rishus to make a kinyan is a much, much more radical, the much more different type of rishus. And second of all, it goes off. The shinui happens. You're driving a car, and then all of a sudden there's a car accident. So Bavasa, so right away, it's stopped being yours.
Again, you have to say what we're
doing. It's stopped being yours. It's stopped being in your reshus.
I don't understand. We have to say, again, you have to say the fact that it's in your reshus can make it kinyan, because otherwise, how is the God of Kona? How is the God of Kona? Very nice. He gets some.
Well, God of
his kinyan. But there's no, the Pusik doesn't say he's Kona Bashinui. The Pusik just says he gets some acquisition when he steals it. But who says he's Kona and Gonson at the point that it's Nishtar?
Because Pashup Chad is, and he was Kona already when he stole it.
He was Kona already when he stole it.
He was Kona, like Aaron said, that much I would give. That Pashup Chad is the Pus, but I just don't, I just say we learn it from here. That the Ganav is Kona Kinyan Geneva when he steals it. And the Kinyan Geneva, then he gets his seals and makes that when there's a Sheena, it becomes his.
So, that doesn't follow. That's how does that follow from these psukim that Aaron Hartzberg is citing that by Don your Chayba?
Okay, so he's saying because otherwise it couldn't be. So, his shot, I'm not, you know, listen, each shot.
All that his source dictates, all that his source dictates is that there was some Kenyan, but that Kenyan did not make it Shalom.
Okay, listen, let me go further. I don't want to get off back now. So we have three possibilities. The Pashup shot is like the play Yeshua, I think, is that time is a shver. What can you do? That's the Pashup. That it's, you definitely need a pasuk for such a thing. The iron shot is that the fact that a ganav is kinda, the fact that the ganav is chayav in oinsim, that's a simon, but he was kinda. Because if he wouldn't have been kinda, he wouldn't be chayav in oinsim. And shamir shot is that there's some kind of inherent yashris that when the object changes, it becomes a different object. But somehow or another, he's kind of because it's Rishusa, which I don't get. It's once at the vast, at the time of the change, it stops being Rishusa.
It doesn't take it out of his, possession. His
why not? If it's not his, it's only in his possession because he owns it. And now
he's. That's not it. Again, Simley's speaking, in his possession because his initial possession continues.
Doesn't continue. He owned it. Then it got his car accident. So at that second that there's a car accident, he stops owning it, and Bavas Achas is stopping in his possession. Now you have to rekind it back.
Why is it stopping under his shlita? Like, if Rishus is like this, it's control, so he never stopped controlling it.
Because Shamir is saying he's only in his control because Kohechad Isa because of the Bayna Misa.
Well, what are we saying? Let's say it's in his actual chatzer. Let's like
that'd be different. Maybe different.
So Rabbi heard at least that much. Like, so that's
yeah, okay with. That doesn't help me though.
If it was in the Agam,
even when it's in the Agam. Okay, let's go further.
Rabbi, is Rabbi also bothered? I mean, the first part also sounds very muzar. Like in Sephara, that when I buy something and it changes, it's not mine anymore. Like, why should that be?
You're forgetting that you're forgetting you can only buy as much as the person who's selling to you can sell you. All he can sell you is his rights, which only extend to the fact that he possessed it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, listen, if Ramesha says it, it's a good shot. If he doesn't say it, I don't know. Okay.
He understands.
Let's go further. Let's go further. Come on, we gotta go. We're gonna bake that down. Everybody else is being so quiet here.
We never address how the Pashua wants to understand the Mar's question. Let me go further, please. Oh gosh, okay, so that's Ivy's first gosh.
So why does Rabba need that pasuk? He should learn out from Esnan. But gosh, Rav Chizda come with the Shina and a Kaina. Rav Chizda hold Shina and a Kaina. The Darish a share goes on me come a come. Rav Chizda hold Shina and a Kaina. Is that true?
Well, it's an Ikat Amri and Rav Chizda. The one version holds he makes the Asher Gazal Drasha. The other one says he says, Vahashim is exil and Mikomak and Asher Gazal is for Chumash.
So he says that Shina is not Kaina.
Yeah, it says, Minayin Shina Sheino Kuna. And he brings a riot because the Sibah Hashem is like,
okay.
Which rewrites half the Masechta too.
Yes, it's very strange. Which is also funny because which way is the, again, the same question we had on Beshame Sido. In other words, we learn out Shina kind of from Asher Gazal, and Rav Chizda is learning out Shina Eina kind of from Asher Gazal. So which way do you hold if you have no Pasuk? I don't know.
Well, this would be after you have Estan, no? Like,
okay, but that, I don't know.
Isn't totally Tosfos Gufa bothered really by having
that? You can't use the question to give the answer. That's cheating. The which is, there's a problem here. Okay, let me go for it. So he seems to hold like Rav Yaitse, like Rav. He seems to hold like that he's been deraisa. It's not kind of. So the chipliga beis hiddo. In other words, it's the same kasha. Once beis hiddo have a pasuk by Esnan, it's the same yisoid. Tavis is assuming once beis hiddo have a pasuk by Esnan, then it automatically carries over to Zeta. This is even more radical. You know, you can't even have a pasuk to tell you fakir. And you know, there's Shamir. It's one thing where Shamir and our husband taking up some svaras. Why pashtus? If he tell me Esnan, I would extend it to Gzeda. But now Rav Chizda has a pasuk to Shina Yena kaina. So again, just hear that the pasuk is teaching you a radical chiddush that this. Very simple svara that Shamir is saying that I have trouble hearing that we don't say it. The time is gets so and it's so no time is saying he can't even say such a thing. That would be too big of a gzeir sakasa.
Aaron Hertzberg addressed this separately over Shabbos.
Okay. Wait. Let me just read the tithes first, right? But you're the problem. In other words, this step is even worse than the first step. The first step, Tivis was saying. Now, why do we need a pasuk for Shina Kaina? You can learn out from Esnan. But now, so that the Plei Yeshua asks, according to my reading, the Plei Yeshua, right? What do you mean? It doesn't follow. Because it's by Geneva, it's a much bigger Kiddush. But now, Davis is saying that even after we have a pasuk, that Shina is not Kaina, you can't have such a pasuk. So that's really fair, because why can't the pasuk be teaching us? Even if in Svara, you can hear some Svara that Esnan and Gezeira are the same, but let the Pasuk be teaching you that they're not the same. So that's really schwer. Okay, but I mean, I want
to... Totally what the previous Tosfos answer was?
What?
Might that be totally on how on the previous Tosfos is like Svara was in his answer? How
can no, why is it talking that thing? Well, all thing
this
here.
Was had a Svara that lets that structurally... laid out that the lum that Esnan had all the lumdas of Xela plus something, so then you'd be stuck, no?
No, because the puzzle can be Megara. The puzzle is Megara that Samir's Svara is not so Pashut. And therefore, we don't say it, you know, that the puzzle is Megara, or your Svara is not so Pashut. It's such a, you know, it's so terrible for a puzzle to be Megara that. For if, sure, Samir's shot. In your shot, it's a little bit better. Because in your pshat, the Torah said that you're chayv and einsim, and gufa, that's there's no other way of understanding the Torah. But in Shamir pshat, it's like it's a svara. We have a svara that you're kind of. Okay, so the Torah is telling you not to get your svara.
She's actually doing this, she would be a daim, so she has a kinyan right there, no?
What?
So the case of Esnan in the Bryce, all the cases don't have nothing to do with Agam. She's doing the maisa be a daim on the thing.
Yeah, but there's no kinyan.
The pasuk said that you erase the bialas completely. So then, Mila, she'd have a free Kenyan, no?
I don't know.
And if you get from Esnan that you just...
Esnan's not totally on Kenyan. Esnan's totally on Mias.
No, the Sheena's not the Kenyan. It's just that she's... just like the Ksos like, thing like says, like, just wait till the next time you do a Habah and you'll have a Kenyan. By definition. The Ksos says that by also in the...
Okay, but Esnan's not Kenyan. Esnan is whether it's Miastic.
No, but if you see Esnan, the only basis that you could get rid of the Mias is by completely erasing the entire history of the item, right? So then that would carry to Xela by definition. You would waste everything. Bios is gone. The transaction is gone.
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't sound. But I want to go back. I'm afraid I'm getting too bogged down. Let's try and finish Tyvis. I'm happy to leave things fair. Tyvis, there's something I suspect there's something I don't know in this Tyvis. In other words, Tyvis asked Akasha, how can there be a pasuk that tells me that the Geneva is not kaina? It's a stira to Esnan. Because what's the big problem? Esnan, you don't need a kinyan. Esnan just mias, so it takes off the mias. But by here, you have to change the kinyan. Okay, but that's Tyvis Kasha. The nearer to read.
Is Rabbi's Kasha too
stubborn? Let me go back. Come on. I want to finish Tyvis before the time. So we can. The nearer to read. Then I come in my Vishina Chodibi also. So he's basically saying that basically Rav Chisda did not rewrite the whole Masechta. Baruch Hashem, right? That's what he's basically saying. That everyone and everything later is not talking about real Shinui. The Drasha and Samach Vav was not for real Shinoi. And Rav Chisda was not arguing by real Shinoi. And Rav Yechon was not arguing by real Shinoi. If there's a real Shinoi, then Enoch Inami, we learn out Shinoi kinda from Esnan. And everybody agrees that Shinoi kinda from Esnan. And the whole tumult on Samach Vav was by Shina Achoizer. Right, that's his answer. In other words, so when Rav Chisda said that Shina is not kaina, he only meant this type of Shina. But a real Shina, of course, he's mind that's kaina.
So the Maskana, the Koin Tetosis, the Makar for what we consider Shina Kona is Esnan.
Esnan, yeah. Then you don't need any Pasuk, you don't need anything, right? You know, Esnan teaches us Shina kaina, and no one would argue with such a thing. And the Gemara and Rabbah and Samach Vav with what a pasuk was for Shina Achaiser, and Rav Chisda who argued was arguing only by Shina Achaiser, and a regular Shina, no one disagrees. It's partially learned from Esnan. Okay. So that we see is he's bringing a raya. The Rav Yochanan clearly the Gemara said he's thinking about a Shina Achaiser. Rabba the Samak Samadafina Khaizer Biazonamikani. Sweetly Trekoi. So that's why Rabba needed an extra pasik to teach you even Shina Khaizer Biaso. Diva Shina Khaizer. In other words, so the pasik itself is intrinsically ambiguous. Pasik doesn't say you can't learn from the pasik. From Rabba's pasik, Shina Khaizer, but since it's an extra pasik. So we connect it even to Shina Achaiser. So we have one pasuk by Esnan, which is a stam pasuk, and then we have another pasuk that Shina is kaina. That's Esnan teaches us. We have another pasuk of Rabbah's drasha. Since we have two psukim and one pasuk is extra, so therefore we say one's teaching you even a Shina Achaiser.
That means Shina Achaiser works for Esnan too.
That's what it would sound that way, because if it's according to Tysus, that not like, you know, the last time, it's not like Rava, that Esnan and Gneva are connected. So Shina Achaiser would work for Esnan too, yeah.
Isn't there Marshall, I think, that calls it a Kol Shekin from Esnan to Zewa?
Kol Shekin because the Rava disagrees, but according to the Gemara, who said, Homone Beishamai, that Beishamai, who say that if it's not a Shina kind of a Esnan, that a Shina is not a, then it's the same. It's a caution because it's a Rabba who disagrees. But the
why isn't necessarily Mistabra that a Shina Chozer makes sense to apply to Esnan? Like maybe that's like a Shina Chozer doesn't get rid of the Mios. It's just gonna go right back. Like
I don't know because it's the same. It seems from the Tysis that they're totally on the same thing.
In Shini Achozer doesn't mean that it's omei to go back. In Shini Achozer pashup shot is that you made it into this new thing. It's the shitas is left that way.
Okay, let's keep on going. For all the vayse rabba siyudet varim yomasiz that goes away to him. Okay, so it's a little funny. It's definitely a little funny. This is, I think, the other Shiva would ask these questions, is that Taisus answers that everyone's talking about Shina Chayzer, and he brings riots. Right? Mm-hmm. Taisus brings riots. And here to read the Kamarai Shina Chayzer. If you look over there, you'll see they put it by Shina Chayzer. And then he says also, and then he says, "Both the Ma'aser Sira of Rabbi Masira goes away." Shem the Ma'aser Shina Chayzer, Kedem Mukane Hasam. So it's a little funny. I'm not ready, you know, of the Bikiyas to get into this, but the Rashi would definitely ask such a question. That if it's really like Mukane Hasam. So what was Taisus' question in the first place? Didn't Taisus, right? That's what Rashi used to always quote Rav David. Right? That was one of his lines, he's a quote from Rav David. Then he covers up the Gemara, he asks the Kasha, then he takes his hand away and says, I fooled you. Right? That's not a valid question. So
well, what about Rafista though?
What?
What about Rafista though? Like that was just a 90-year-old
comment. Okay, but Taisus' Kasha is from Taisus didn't ask just
from Rav Yochanan.
Taisus asked from Rav Yochanan.
Right, because Rav Yochanan had the same question.
This is Rav Yochanan. He said, the Gufa says, the Hokey Ma'is Reisha Kaiser, Mitz Rav Yochanan, Rabbi of Sama, Mills Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says clearly that Rav Yochanan is talking about Shina Kaiser. So what does he want?
No, because Rav Yochanan used the same drasha Rav Chista does, and Rav Chista used the drasha across the board.
So Rav Yochanan started to shine. But the Gemara says, Taisus is quoting us. That Rav Yochanan was only by Shina Chayzer.
Well, that works if you
match it. Also, that Rabba was by Shina Chayzer. If you look up the Bikiyas. So we have no Bikiyas. I have no Bikiyas, so I don't know. But it's just a little funny that if there's really Bikiyas, that Rabba and Rav Yochanan were by speaking by Shina Chayzer. So what was Taisus' Kasha? He didn't know that Bikiyas.
Again, simply speaking, their drasha was said in a context of Shini Achozer, but the pasha is the drasha is nogea bein Shini Achozer bein Shini Shein Achozer. So yes, now it's Usi Shapir that the fact that it's brought in that Mimer is brought in the context of Shini Achozer. Otherwise, it wasn't understandable. Why was it specifically in that context to make that statement as opposed to the general context of Shinui? But it wasn't Mina Nimna that he was saying something that was relevant across the board. It's not Usi Shapir that his mimer is only brought in that context.
Okay, you know what you're saying. So then what's Taisus' Raya?
Is from the fact that it's only that Rabbi Yochanan's statement's only brought in the context that Shini Achozer needs. The Pshitis is towing beer. For what reason was it only brought in that context? We might have to be so full of dope cake that okay, it's brought in that context, but who again? It's no gea Shinu Shena Chozer.
Okay, so you're saying that Taisus is saying that Taisus at the Hokey Ma'isi Reisha Goes Okama Mil Rav Yochanan. In other words, you're saying that the Gemara was, you know, the Taisus and his Ha'amin have thought that they're bringing Rav Yochanan and they're making a Koshkin for Rav Yochanan. But that's somewhat daichik. I don't know why it's daichik exactly. And therefore, now he's saying, now it's better. It doesn't mean it's not a real raya. He's just bringing a little raya. Okay.
The fact that Rav Yochanan's only brought in that context was a little daichik when his drush is really no get even the context.
Because now it's better. Not that it was impossible before. Okay. I don't know. I'm not so crazy, but okay, I hear. Let's continue. I still got to finish Taisus before the bell. All right, both of my Messina Gozo hates him. Should the marriage Shina Fabiose, so saying that's not a Raya Bruta, because it could be with just, they just brought it with a Kalva Climber, but okay, it's better. Okay, that's what Shamir said. Who did know? Okay, so in other words, the Gemara brought Rabba for that case. So And he's saying that case has to be a case of Shine Chayzer.
Now he's making Ukimtas in the Gemara.
Even though the Gemara talked about that they dyed it, Pashas, when once you dyed it, it's not Chayzer. He says, no, you have to make a case that you can take out the dye. There are certain dyes you can take out and certain dyes you can't take out. Right? You know, obviously, you know, I know when I get a stain on my, you know, on your, and certain things, you just can't get it out. Stain gets into the fabric, and that's it. It can't get out. But he's saying that the Gemara was talking about Achitzavo was a Shina Chayzer, because you can get it out with a certain, with a special camera, whatever. With Safon, I don't know what Safon is. Mina Breish Agayzo. Anyone, you know what Safon is? Okay. So phone is north, but I assume it doesn't mean north here. Okay. Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, a nice Shina Shaino Chayzer. We're moving Bekara Ilan. The Rabbi, there the Zayfek, Ramita Bekara Ilan. Okay, my Shina Shayata. So in other words, he's saying it's a Machlekes over there, whether it's a Shina Chayzer or it's not a Shina Chayzer. Okay. Fine. Okay. Let's go on the next time. We got 5 minutes. And then see, just to get our feet wet with the exercises. Okay. So again, so Beisham, I say, hey, below Shineim. Well, Beisino, hey, below Brazil. Uda Asa. So Beisham, I say, the Beis Hillel say, I'm sorry, Beis Shammai, we're in Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai say that it's still usher. It says, hey, below Shineim. There it says, hey, but I'll say it. So which means that for an Esnan, according to Beis Shammai, if you took the chitim and you made sidus, then it wouldn't be an Esnan. It would be an Esnan. Sorry, it would be an Esnan. Chitim, you made sidus. We have Beis Shammai, you might have Beis Shammai, except God, I was saying, Beis Shammai, hey, but I'll say it. So Beis Shammai hold that even the Shino is still an Esnan. There's a drasha that the Shino is not an Esnan. Teretz is, that's talking about a Vlad. So that means that a Vlad is a bigger Shino than Chitim and Asa and Sidus. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, Chitim and Asa and Sidus is not an Esnan, but the Vlad is. So let's see Tysus. In other words, that over here in our Gemara, it comes out that the Shinui of Chitim and Asa Soires is, according to Beis Shammai, is not a real Shinui to take off the Mias. But if you gave birth, that's already a Shinui to take off the Mias. And yet, by Nevan, not Esnan, it's a different way that something is our circular Nevan. So then we have the opposite. So why should there be a difference between an Esnan and Nevan?
Isn't like Isser is like Kol HaYotze, whatever. It's, has the same thing by Esnan. Well, Esnan, Mias isn't like a din. Mias maybe isn't like a din Isser. Mias is like some weird.
Okay,
like,
so you want to say, I hear. Is that what type is that challenge Titus's answer?
No, I'm saying like, why isn't this a pasher chalak? Like, mias isn't the normal
garden say like this. If it's an iser, it's a little bit like I was tying a kinyan. Kinyan, you know, I was tying the same type right there. That kinyan and mias are not connected. Mias, if it's a different thing, it's not mias. Kinyan, if it's kinyan, it's a kinyan. So you're saying iser, if there's an iser, so just because it becomes something different, the iser still remains because. What? Where the iser disappears?
Hazard to something to make it make it kosher.
Again, I'm not sure what this. I'm unclear here because simply speaking, what is kemach other than breaking the thing up into a million pieces? So why? As far as you're, I'm saying the vlad is the toast is
connecting something from it also. Is that just is that like
okay? Anyway, that's just I don't you know we were yaisitizes. So the big sugya here is the next Isis, right? That's a big sugya. Yeah, that's a big sugya here. As long as we keep on going.
That's gonna be going back to the previous sugya.
No, but that's important Isis, no?
I agree.
It's back involved in like the sugya from Samachem and Aleph.
Yeah, okay. Well, what can we do? So we have to do the Gemara. Since Leva, we go back to the Gemara. Leva the Ave Chifted the Rab. We'll have to read the Gemara first. Right? So we have just two lines in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Leva the Ave Chifted the Rab. And the Gemara answers, Rabba's answer, Tramekara Damakisha Hasha. Right? We only have to read those two lines. From Leva till Omar. To Amarab, Ashina Gaina. Right? So let's read those two lines. And then the Taisis Tulaim. And we'll try that for tomorrow. I mentioned that Wednesday I'm in a wedding. So I can't. Right. So we have 2 days to do this sugya. Tomorrow and Tuesday.
Not shy.
What?
Not shy.
Not shy.
Not in 2 days.
It'll be a long first day.
We'll do whatever we can do. Okay. And then if we can't finish, we'll see. Either we can continue next way. Or the beauty is we can skip. Okay, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Okay, all right. Yeshikayak, everybody. Okay, have a good night.
Good night,
Rabbi.
Okay.